Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Let's get started with the article. Last week, we left off with our best ever tips for saving money, part one. This week, we'll finish with part two. From cutting down on utility costs to saving money on every purchase, here are our best ever ways, more than 90, to save money. By Morgan Knoll, updated on May 23, 2023, fact-checked by Haley Mades. How to save money on taxes. Invest before tax time. Make your IRA or SEP, Simplified Employee Pension, contributions during the year rather than waiting until you file your taxes in April. Historically, the fourth quarter is the best performing quarter for equities, and the first quarter is the second best. If you make the contribution in September instead of the following April, you'll get an additional 6 months for your investments to grow during the two best performing quarters. Forecast what your total income will be for the year to make sure you qualify for contributions, says Andrew Castile, CFP, Chief Investment Officer and Financial Planner at Acorn Financial Services. Get a tax credit on some home improvements. Researching state and federal tax credits or rebates when you're remodeling or buying items like solar panels can be really valuable, Fabry says. Check out DSIRE, a resource on renewables and energy efficiency incentives and policies in the U.S., operated by the NC Clean Energy Technology Center at NC State University, for a list of possible savings. Take advantage of transportation benefits. Many employers offer pre-tax benefits on commuting costs, including parking fees and public transportation fares. The money will be taken from your paycheck, pre-tax, and put into a special account. You will be issued a card or can file for reimbursement for commuting expenses. Depending on where you live, the tax savings can save you hundreds of dollars every year. Check with your HR department to see what options you have. How to save money on your cell phone bill. Call and ask your provider for a better rate. Some providers will knock off a few bucks just for being a loyal customer and paying your bills on time. When you call customer service, Kimberly Palmer, the personal finance expert at NerdWallet, says it's best to be polite and keep things simple. Ask if there's a better deal available and if it's possible to negotiate a discount. If there's not and you're considering a different provider, mention that you're looking to switch. You might get transferred to a different customer service rep who's skilled at customer retention at some point in the call, but stay on the line. If you have seen a better deal elsewhere, then mention it, says Palmer. Ask if they will match that other offer. There's no harm in asking. Not into haggling? NerdWallet and other companies like Bill Advisor and Bill Cutters offer a service where a team of negotiators will do the work for you, splitting the savings if they're successful in lowering your bill. Check your data usage. You can see your usage right on your device or by signing into your provider account. If you're an iPhone user, open up Settings, click Cellular, and scroll to read your used data and available data. If you've got an Android, open Settings and click Data Usage. From there, you can view monthly totals. You can even break this down by app to see which of your programs is sucking up the most bytes. If you're using a lot less data than what you're paying for, it might be time to downgrade, especially if you're paying for unlimited data. Just remember that traveling can use more data, so if you're planning a big trip or you travel regularly, think carefully before you switch your plan, Palmer says. Join a family plan. Splitting the bill on a family plan, whether it's with your beau, your siblings, or mom and dad, lowers your individual cost in the long run. Even though it's more overall, you're splitting it up, says Palmer. That can save you up to 10% a month, and that adds up. If you don't have to have a family of five to reap the benefits, just pair up with someone in your family tree who's looking to save, and make sure there are people you can trust to reimburse you. Update your address. This one could go both ways, but Palmer says folks who move out of state can save. The taxes and fees added to your bill are based on the state you live in. So if you've moved recently, you may be able to save money by updating your address, she says. Of course, you might find yourself paying more for your new state's fees. Do a little research on tax rates first. Switch providers. Most service providers lock you in these days with 2-year contracts. Expect hefty penalties for breaking them if you're able to get out. You're better off waiting until your current contract ends to go shopping for a better deal. That's when the power switches back to you, Palmer says. Some cell phone providers do offer to buy you out of your current contract, including Verizon and T-Mobile. But make sure to ask before you switch if they will cover all of the early termination fees. How to save money on cleaning supplies and household goods. Skip name brands. For times when you don't have a particular label you love, opting for a no-name product can keep 25% more of your grocery budget in your wallet, according to Consumer Reports research. Many name brand foods and drugstore products contain the exact same ingredients as their generic counterparts, says consumer savings expert Andrea Warroke. Go green. Using reusable containers, water bottles, lunch bags, sandwich holders, etc., instead of plastic or single-use versions, saves you money over the long term, even if it takes an initial investment. It is also better for the environment. Bringing your own food or drink, or having a container you can refill, also discourages you from buying soda, coffee, lunch, and more while not at home. Buy concentrated formulas. Whether you're buying dish soap, hand soap, or laundry detergent, the more concentrated formula will always cost more up front, but because you can use less of these powerful products, they'll last much longer. If you go through bottle after bottle of laundry detergent in the blink of an eye, try switching to a concentrated formula, such as Method Concentrated Laundry Detergent, $10, Amazon.com, so you can use less per load. And stop lugging around that bulky bottle of detergent. If you have a high-efficiency washing machine, just double-check that the detergent is compatible with the machine and be mindful of the amount you use to avoid oversudsing. Mix up homemade cleaning solutions. Want to avoid the markups that come with trendy cleaning companies, packaging, and advertisements? Make your own DIY cleaning solutions at home. Instead of buying expensive scented multi-purpose cleaning sprays, combine rubbing alcohol, dish soap, and essential oils following this formula. Common ingredients like vinegar and dish soap are very affordable, and if you buy them in bulk, they're even cheaper. Decant the solutions into reusable glass spray bottles so they're portable and easy to use. The 30 seconds it takes to mix up a customized cleaning spray is also much quicker than a trip to the store. Swap in reusables for disposables. Disposable cleaning supplies that your family tends to use up quickly, we're looking at you, paper towel roll, can really rack up your grocery store expenses. If your family goes through multiple rolls of paper towels per week, consider switching to washable cleaning cloths, which can be thrown in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. Buy in bulk. If you have the storage space, buying cleaning supplies in bulk can save you hundreds of dollars over time. Paper products are the safest bet to buy in bulk because they won't expire or start leaking before you have a chance to use them. An added bonus, if your basement or cleaning closet is fully stocked, there's no chance you'll accidentally run out of toilet paper. Choose foaming hand soap. If you end up refilling the hand soap almost every time you step into the bathroom, think about switching to a foaming formula instead. Because it's already pre-lathered, most people end up using less, so the product lasts longer. While this is the most cost-effective solution, liquid soap has been shown to kill more germs than the foaming variety. Want to stick with liquid hand soap? Be sure to buy the replacement soap in bulk and refill your dispenser so you're not paying for a new soap pump every week. Check coupons. Shopping discounted cleaning products is an easy way to score the best price. If you don't want to hunt through the newspaper, search for printable coupons on coupons.com, which often has deals on brands like Mrs. Meyers and Clorox. If you're a frequent shopper at Target, be sure to download the latest Target app, formerly called Cartwheel, to make sure you're not missing out on any coupons. Keep a permanent marker in your bathroom. When you buy a toiletry item, especially makeup and skincare products, write the date and price on it. Once you're ready to purchase it again, you can see the price and quickly search for the best deal. You'll also determine how quickly you go through it and can decide if it's worth buying again, says Brianna Firestone, money coach in Denver and founder of the financial and lifestyle platform, The School of Betty. Remember that vinegar and baking soda can clean almost everything. While most of us are used to shelling out hundreds of dollars every year on cleaning supplies, never underestimate the cleaning power of a couple of pantry basics. Vinegar can be used to clean everything from floors to clogged pipes. Likewise, baking soda can scrub and deodorize everything from shower grout to your gym shoes. Buy wine by the case. Many stores will give you a 10% discount, says Bob Liskin, proprietor Bell Wine and Spirits in Washington, D.C. You may not want 12 bottles of the same Chablis, of course, so ask the manager if you can mix different wines in a discounted case. How to save money on healthcare and prescriptions. Buy drugs at membership warehouse stores. Warehouse stores typically have good prices on prescription drugs, and you don't have to be a member to buy them. Stores such as Sam's Club and Costco don't require membership for customers to use their pharmacies, says Bill Campine, co-founder of Healthcare Blue Book. Pay cash for certain medical services. Depending on your insurance, it may be cheaper to pay for MRIs, ultrasounds, lab work, and CT scans in cash and out of pocket. I know of a patient quoted $550 for an MRI through her insurance, but when she went self-pay, it was $300. Also, consider getting blood tests directly at the lab rather than your doctor's. You may slash your bill by 50%, Campine says. Spend your flex healthcare dollars. Workers with flexible spending accounts, FSAs, often lose money every year because they don't spend those pre-tax dollars before their company's deadline of December 31st or March 15th. Set a calendar reminder to stock up on staples like bandages or buy a spare pair of glasses. FSAstore.com stocks thousands of items guaranteed to be covered, so you can shop without spending a bunch of time researching the rules. Check your FSA's policies, since some plans may allow you to carry money over or give you a grace period to spend it. Use a retail clinic. If you have a serious but not life-threatening malady, such as a rash or a sore throat, consider heading to a medical clinic at a nearby pharmacy, like Walgreens or CVS, rather than your doctor, an urgent care center, or the emergency room. Staffed by nurse practitioners or physician's assistants, they can treat minor conditions for less. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to our best ever tips for saving money, part two. Try Planned Parenthood. Visit one of these clinics if you need a routine pap smear, a new birth control prescription, or even a flu shot. Call your local office to find out what services it offers and its fees, which vary from state to state but are often less than a private doctor's. Most locations accept insurance. Order eyewear online. Companies like Warby Parker have made purchasing glasses online easy, affordable, and dare we say it, fun, even if you don't have insurance. If you have eye insurance, check with online retailers your insurance provider works with for prescription glasses and contact lenses. Common ones are 1-800-CONTACTS and Contacts Direct. Get pet insurance. Protect family pets with insurance. They'll be covered for emergencies that can cost thousands. How to save money on beauty treatments. Go to the salon less without losing your style. Spread out the time between visits by taking extra good care of your hair. Cut back on using hot tools and only wash your hair 3 to 4 times per week so that you don't strip strands of their natural oils. By taking good care of your tresses, you'll be able to stretch the time between salon visits tremendously, paying less over the course of a year. Skip the wash. At your salon, ask about getting a dry cut at a discounted rate. You'll miss out on the scalp massage, but your haircut will go more quickly and you can save money on it. How to save money eating out. Order individual drinks. To save on drinks when dining with a group, order individual sodas or cocktails rather than a pitcher. The large container appears to be cheaper, but it's often filled with more ice than liquid and is therefore not a bargain. An anonymous restaurant worker tells Real Simple. Get the right dish. For entrees, avoid chicken and pasta, our anonymous restaurant worker says. These are the cheapest items to purchase, so restaurants often mark them up more than other dishes. Seafood, beef, and pork are better values for the price. Ask to BYO. At restaurants, see if you can bring your own wine and pay a corkage fee, anywhere from $10 and up. A good host won't flinch. Order tap water. Bottled water can be marked up by as much as 300%. Tap water is free in U.S. restaurants. How to save money shopping. Match buying and saving 1-to-1. Say you want a $100 pair of jeans. Make it a rule that if you buy the jeans, you'll put $100 into savings. This could help curb your spending. Even if you give in to the impulse, you'll still be doing something good for your finances, says Kristen Wong, author of Get Money, Live the Life You Want, Not Just the Life You Can Afford, $14, Amazon.com. Time pricey buys. Big ticket items have designated, often multiple sale periods throughout the year. In September, you can often find deals on kitchen appliances, lawnmowers, mattresses, grills, and bicycles. Keep a list on your phone of the big purchases that might be coming up and include the brand you like and the price. Then, if you can, wait for sale periods, Firestone says. Start by learning the best time to buy appliances. Consider buying used. And the best time to buy a car. For other large purchases, research the best time to buy. Use apps to check prices in real time. The app Shop Savvy is really useful when you're out shopping in stores because you can scan the barcode on items and see if there's a better deal elsewhere, says Kimberly Palmer, personal finance expert at NerdWallet. Andrea Warrock, the money-saving expert, is also a fan of Shop Savvy, as well as Flip, which provides circulars all in one place so you can quickly compare to plan your shopping trip strategically. Download apps that help increase your savings. Swagbucks, another one of Warrock's go-tos, provides cash back for all your shopping. It puts cash back in your wallet by allotting you points every time you shop online or search the web. Once you gain enough points, you can redeem them for gift cards to your favorite retailers, like Amazon or Walmart. Install a browser extension. Capital One Shopping will help you be a smarter shopper online. The free browser tool safely and securely searches for online coupons, better prices, and rewards at over 7,000 online retailers, so you know you're always getting the best available deal. Consider your credit card. Think carefully about which credit card you're using to do your shopping to maximize your cash back or reward, says Palmer. If you are shopping at Amazon, you can earn 5% cash back using the Amazon Prime Rewards Visa Signature, for example, she says. Save even more money by shopping with discounted gift cards. Companies like Card Cash and Raise offer gift cards up to 50% off, so a $100 gift card could be purchased for only $50, says Regina Conway, the vice president of PR and events at Slick Deals. Some gift cards to popular merchants may be a lesser savings, but every dollar counts, especially if you're making a larger purchase. Mark your calendar for major sales. Amazon Prime Day and the Nordstrom Anniversary Sale, for example, offer deep discounts on clothes, home decor, kitchen essentials, and beyond, and typically occur at the same time every year. Sign up for discount sites newsletters. Sites such as Promo Codes for You collect promotional codes for discounts, free shipping, and more from top online retailers. You can check the site regularly to see if anything you'd like to use pops up, or you can sign up for regular email newsletters that will update you on the latest and greatest codes. Promo Codes for You is owned by Dot Dash Meredith, Real Simple's parent company. Shop sales critically. Do you have Black Friday marked on your calendar? Are you on the mailing list for all of your favorite stores because they offer insider deals and discounts? You may think you're being a savvy consumer by always scoring new things at lower than retail value, but you're really just playing into well-known consumer psychology retailers use to get their customers to buy more and more often. Do yourself a favor and unsubscribe from all those email lists. The next time you're tempted by a sale item, first ask yourself, is this something I would pay full value for? Or am I just tempted to buy it because it's on sale? How to save money on car and home repairs. Plan your repairs. Upgrade air conditioners in winter and heating units in summer. You'll be charged peak prices if you try to get your AC unit repaired in summer, so get maintenance done on it when it's cool out. Master your car. I've learned how to change a tire, add air to my tires, and replace my windshield wipers and air filters. All take less than an hour and save me hundreds every year. I also only get my oil changed once a year. I called my car company and was told that's fine for the type of engine I have and the amount I drive, says Kara Perez, founder of the financial platform Bravely Go. Develop a relationship with your mechanic. It's really like going to the doctor, says Amy Matinat, shop owner and president of Auto Craftsman LTD. A mechanic is your car doctor, and everybody out there is different. Matinat recommends looking for auto shops that have been certified by AAA or the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence, ASE. If a customer is looking for somewhere they'll be taken care of, those techs have experience, skills, and pride in their work, Matinat says. AAA-approved shops are subject to regular inspections and must pay dues to be a part of the association. ASE certifications are awarded to technicians with specialties in engine repair, transmissions, or heating and air conditioning. Get a second opinion. If you have yet to find a regular mechanic, Matinat says it's fine to shop around. When you get a repair estimate, make sure to get the cost breakdown for parts and labor in writing. Then bring that estimate with you so the next mechanic can review it before evaluating your car and delivering a second opinion, Matinat says. It's not always as easy as looking at a sheet of paper because each car requires different parts based on its make, model, and manufacturer year. Allowing a new mechanic to lay eyes on the car will ensure you're truly getting a fair opinion. And if it turns out the second opinion is cheaper, you save some money. Ask about used parts. Once you've agreed to go forward with a repair, ask about getting used parts. Once in a while, a headlight gets bashed up and gets water in it, or you break a side view mirror, Matinat says. Sometimes we can replace those parts with used parts, and that definitely saves a lot of money. As with any used product, make sure you aren't choosing the cheapest option. Look for the best quality. Paying for a used part that will break soon after you buy it will end up costing you more money down the line. Save money for sudden repairs. Car repair headaches are usually associated with unexpected costs. Saving for eventual repairs will ensure you're always ready for an emergency. That way, when your car needs, say, a new battery, it's not such a big deal, Matinat says. Once you've paid your vehicle off, start setting aside half of what you would have paid toward your loan on a monthly basis. Don't use the money for gas. Instead, use it for things like new windshield wipers or tires. Parts wear out, they just do, Matinat says, and a car will never stop costing you money. Maintain your vehicle. The best way to save on costly repairs is to have it serviced regularly, including having your oil changed and your brake line checked, says Matnett. And make sure to follow your owner's manual when it comes to the type of oil your car needs, as well as how often you should get it changed. If you live in Vermont or another place where the winters are harsh, you might need to service your vehicle more frequently than recommended in generic owner's manuals. But spending $50 on an oil change now can possibly save you hundreds down the road. Ignore the tire manufacturer. Don't follow the number printed on the tire sidewall when adding air. Instead, fill the tires to the pressure that is printed on the sticker on the driver's side door jamb or in the glove box and get 3% better fuel efficiency. Different vehicles weigh different amounts, and the number on the tire isn't based on your car. You want your PSI to be suited to your car. Just don't overfill your tires. Additional reporting from Stephanie Taylor Christensen, Rebecca Daly, Christine Gill, Katie Holdafair, Maggie Baneska, Elizabeth Razzi, and Rachel Sylvester. That concludes the article, Our Best Ever Tips for Saving Money, Part 2. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.